When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ho, 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 and welcome to Ironcast. It's an Ask Ginge Christmas special. And Ginge, just before we started, you said you don't like Christmas. And then before that, you said you'd had a... We're recording this in the morning. You had a chicken Caesar wrap for breakfast.
Yeah,
do you live in an upside-down world?
I think I do. I think... Not I don't like Christmas. I think as a player, it is a... You're sort of not in the Christmas spirit as much as everyone else because you're training, you're playing, there's games... Normally play Boxing Day and then there's a game in between Christmas and New Year. So as a footballer, Christmas is a very, very funny time.
Yeah, I actually think it's one of the... There's not many bad things about, I think, being a professional footballer, but the Christmas schedule is one of them.
Well, you train Christmas Day. So obviously, as I got older, I had kids and all that. So you sort of can't get in the spirit as much as everyone else because you know at some point at Christmas Day you've got to go training.
And Boxing Days. What would you do if we West Ham and playing away on a Boxing Day? Are you going Christmas
Yeah, you're
Day
normally
night?
You're normally sort of the different managers have different things, but you normally train probably late afternoon and then if you was away you'd be straight on the bus and travel up and stay overnight, obviously for the game on Boxing Day.
Oh man. So what when you look
while everyone's on the booze and eating and we're in training.
So what do you make of our Christmas schedule this year? We're playing on the 23rd, the 28th. Is almost Christmas off?
Yeah, it is. It's nice. They probably, thinking about the time of the games, they probably will have Christmas Day off, which is unheard of as a footballer, like I said, because you're in training and sort of getting ready for games. So, yeah, haven't got to get booked or suspended.
And you sat here in a lovely West Ham.
Yeah, I'm
Christmas.
Not a big fan.
I'm forever blowing baubles. A wonderful bit of business from the Christmas jumper department at West Ham. I actually think you look all right now.
Thank you very much. Better than my normal gear, so I'll take it.
I love, one of my favourite things around Christmas time is the West Ham catalogue. And you flick through it and you see who's been stitched up. I remember Raz Van Rat wearing a onesie back
Raz
in the day.
Raz Van Rat.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember him.
Did you ever get stitched up?
I think I had to do a dressing gown shoot once, which was particular, or pyjamas or something like that, which was not great. Looking like me, I didn't get asked to do a lot of commercial photo shoots, let me tell you.
Well, you look good in the jumper.
Thank you very much.
Maybe there's some more to come. Thank you to everyone who's been sending in questions for Ask Ginge in this Christmas special.
I'm nervous again.
Well, there is quite a few Christmas-themed ones here. I wanted to begin with Sirtiaz asked this question. Funniest Christmas cracker joke. Now, I pre-armed you with this, and you said you've had to think about it. You can't think of any Christmas cracker jokes. So what if I were to read some Christmas cracker jokes and you've got to guess the punchline?
Okay, go on.
All right. Why was the turkey in the pop group?
No idea.
Because he's the only one with drumsticks. You've got to be better. Do you get if you eat Christmas decorations?
I don't know.
Tinselitis. Come on, Ginge. I know it's the morning, but you've got to be switched on.
No, they're just not funny.
What did Santa do when he went speed dating?
No idea.
He pulled a cracker.
I like that one. That's probably the best out of a bad bunch, to be fair.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the Christmas party? He had no body to go with.
Can we stop?
I can see where this is going. Yeah, I can see where this is going. Well, thank you for your questions. All right, Sirtiaz. We'll move on to Charlie Langley 92. He's asked simply this, favourite West Ham goal. Now, I'm going to change this slightly. I'm going to say your favourite West Ham goal that you scored and the favourite West Ham goal that you were on the pitch for, regardless of who it's scored.
Question. My favourite West Ham, as in personally scored, is probably my first one, which was, I think, it was Boxing Day. Good, yeah. Portsmouth away. Little right foot, sort of half volley, but like I said, it was Christmas time and all my family were up and in the West Ham end at Portsmouth at Fratton Park, is it down
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was probably my favourite. The first one, obviously, first goal for the club. And
was that a headed goal?
No, it wasn't. It dropped down from a corner and I think I right foot bottom corner, little swivel, going back to my centre forward days. So my favourite goal I was on the pitch for West Ham would probably be Dimitri Payet's free kick at Bournemouth.
Oh, yes.
Have we spoke about it? I'm having a bit of banter in the wall.
Yeah, I think you haven't gone into detail.
So I'm having a bit of banter in the wall with the Bournemouth players at the time. And it sticks out because of the banter I was having, as in, like, I was going to the Bournemouth boys, well, he's going to score. And they were like, no, you know, he's not going to. I went, well, he is. So I'm having a bit of banter. I think I might have had a little bet with one of the Bournemouth boys on the end of the wall. And the ball goes over my head and I just say goal and walk off and leave the boys, and they're all sort of like laughing and smirking at me. So probably that one for the bit of banter that I was having before it.
What kind of wages on that bet? Tenner?
I think it might have been slightly more than that. No, I never got paid, but...
It never got paid? No. Oh, man.
I was that confident. Every time he stood over a free kick, I was that confident. It's because I was on the end of the wall. You sort of know by the height it goes over the wall. You know the height of it. It's going to be close. And it literally went over my head and went, that's a goal, and walked off.
Did you ever practice free kicks?
Yes.
Really?
I used to think I could take a free kick, but I couldn't. I used to just like drilling it as hard as I can, where the boys were obviously a bit more technically gifted than me.
Max Solon 08 asks, do you players give presents to each other? I'm trying to think. I don't know if...
I remember there being a time when you'd maybe bring some cards in, you know, Christmas cards for the family.
It's the missus.
Yeah, 100%. And you're bringing them in begrudgingly because it's like, oh, the boys are going to think, you know, his missus has told him to bring them in. But yeah, I think there was a time where Christmas cards might have been flying about, but not so much presents, I don't think.
No. Not even a secret Santa?
No, I don't think there is. No, I don't think I've been involved in one. Like I said, you sort of don't realise it's Christmas because you're playing so much and it's intense and you're in. So, no, I don't remember bringing any presents in.
Not even...
Maybe if I wasn't in the team, I might have brought the gaffer in a present. Oh, just
lovely big pudding.
Yeah, just to tee him up to try and get in the team. But I don't think there was presents given between players.
What about Football Manager? Have you ever had a manager give you a Christmas card? Surely the manager. Something like Big Sam. No.
I don't think there was. I can't think of any manager that brought cards in or presents or anything like that.
Do you not even get an official West Ham Christmas card? Not even
I'm sure there was, but it's just, I can't really remember them. I think, like I said, I think it's that intense around Christmas. And it is it's a big time because you've got so many games in such a short period. You know, if you can get three wins or, you know, get points around Christmas, it is massive. So, like I said, it's a weird time where you're not really thinking about Christmas.
Oh, man. I can't believe with the Ask Ginge Christmas special, we're interviewing Scrooge here today.
No, not at all. Now I've got kids and I've retired. It's lovely, but at the time, it's not so good.
Well, here's a Christmas-themed question. Your favourite Christmas dessert?
Ooh.
And this is from Dom Cadman Gotch, who suggests the Yule Log, which is his favourite.
Yours?
Do you know what? I'd never been into Christmas pudding until the last couple of years. And then my palate has matured to the extent where I'm drinking Guinness these days, love a red wine, love a pudding, old, all mate. This, yeah.
I like a Viennetta.
That's not a Christmas thing.
Is it not a Christmas thing? I feel like it must have been a Christmas thing where I grew up because it was special. We used to get it at Christmas.
You were the most 80s one, Newport man
mint,
I think I've ever
mint
met.
Viennetta. I'd go for
mid-Vienna. Yeah. Even that feels a little bit
controversial, but maybe it's because of, like I said, where I was from, but it seemed like we always had Viennetta only at Christmas.
I don't even know if you can still buy Viennetta.
You can trust
where are you
me
getting Viennetta?
There is a Viennetta about.
I
think we might have had one in the house last week, actually.
Viennetta last week?
Yeah.
Blimey, I haven't seen a Viennetta in the wild since the 90s.
No
I didn't realise they're still going.
They're out there. My general favourite Christmas pudding is a sticky toffee pudding. But
oh yeah, what with though?
Custard.
Yeah, custard all day. Standard. Long. That is the correct answer. Oh man, just talking about Christmas desserts, get me so in the Christmas spirit. I absolutely love Christmas. The Magic FM, Ronan and Harriet in the morning, Christmas songs all day long.
Do you not feel like it's starting too early now though?
No, Christmas. I can't get enough of it.
Oh really?
I can't get enough of it. Yeah.
I do sound a bit like Scrooge, don't I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you have decorations all over your house? You go mad?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Saturday, actually. They're up with, in the garage, getting the trees down.
Blow up snowman, Joe, go for that.
Not, like not quite Santa. That far, no, no, but there is a lot of decorations in the house.
Is there anyone you played with, you went around their house at Christmas and you thought, oh, the decorations are either too much or not enough?
No. I don't think I ever... I don't think I ever went round anyone's house at Christmas to see it, but my house is very Christmassy, put it that way.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. Rowless underscore GLG says, can I have a Pakatosh t-shirt? But I wanted to ask, do your kids ever ask for like first team?
Yeah, my two boys are big West Ham fans. So I'm lucky enough, I'm still in and around the club. So we sort of go down after game days and they see the boys. But yeah, I was with Nobes the weekend actually, and he brought me a few bits in to give to the boys. So
what do they ask for?
Shirts, my son, boots.
Boots. Yeah. What's the boots?
Like when he asked for them, you think he'd keep them, but he doesn't. He wears them and plays rugby in them. So it's just, I think he's just generally after free boots. It's not like because there's someone, a player or someone's boots, he's generally after free boots. So yeah, now my boys, they love it. They're West Ham mad.
Whose boots has he got?
A pair of Nobes's. Oh, wow. Crezzies, I think he's got at the minute, but yeah, he's just doesn't keep them. Like you think they'd be on the side and show his mates. He generally plays rugby in them.
Is it? Have they boys got any signed shirts?
Yeah, a couple of mine from when I was playing swapping. And you're
not giving that a Christmas present, are you?
No, no.
That's just yeah.
There's I got some good ones. Gareth Bale, Aaron Ramsey ones, Nobes one, Declan Rice one, which is up and around the house. So yeah, anything. Like I said, anything West Ham, they're absolutely mad for it.
Well, who was the best player you swapped a shirt with? There's been a big debate about this.
Best player I swapped shirts with.
Is there a shirt swap you've got that you're most proud of?
I would say Alan Shearer, probably.
Wow.
Alan Shearer. Got an Alan Shearer Newcastle shirt, which obviously highest score in the Premier League. So that was a good one. Suarez.
Oh, got
Ronaldo. I mean, I've got a few. I wasn't one for swapping shirts, but you know when you play against certain players and big players, they're nice. And it's nice for my boys, for the kids, do you know what I mean, to look at and sort of tell stories about playing against Alan Shearer, Ronaldo. So yeah, there's a few in the house.
Have they been framed?
I went through a stage of getting them all framed. Now they're just hung up on hangers in the wardrobe. So yeah, it's nice. It's for the kids, for the boys to look at and.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love that.
Enjoy.
All right, West Ham fans, one way you can support Ironcast and help us rocket up the charts and beat off the competition from other official football clubs podcasts like Chelsea and like Spurs is to get a 5-star rating or review from you. Support me and Ginger on the podcast, chuck us a 5-star rating and review and help us rocket up the charts where West Ham belong, at the top of the table. Back on with the show.
Robert 3909, who is your dream transfer in the January market?
Dream? Well, anyone.
I thought that was your answer.
No, anyone. Haaland. Got to be in it.
Yeah.
Dream transfer, goal scorer. Yeah, anyone who's gonna score a goal. He's a big player, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's got to be Haaland, isn't it? Surely. Yeah. You'd like to think if you could get 25, 30 a season for us, where we could be.
Oh, man. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Maybe we will put it on our Christmas list. Who knows what might happen? Rick Moore wants to know, Payet or Tevez, who had the more natural talent? I find that question interesting because people always used to say about Joe Cole, he had an immense natural talent.
Yeah.
But when you talk to him about how he became a professional footballer, you realise he's putting in the hours.
Work.
And I do think about that it isn't so much natural ability. It may look natural, but what those individuals have just done is invested a lot of time.
They have, yeah. I would go natural talent, as in you could see he didn't train that much really, and training wasn't his thing game day. I'd say probably Carlos. You could just, that raw sort of talent and what he was doing was, it's sort of like you could imagine him playing in the street, do you know what I mean, as in like getting it from that sort of thing. So I think Carlos probably raw talent, but like you say, all players who are top end, the hours they put in, you don't see it. You see what they do on the pitch, but they're the first out on training and then the last off, as in like free kicks. Dimi would be out there for hours after training, practicing them. So there's that element of raw talent, but they put the hours in.
What about Mascherano? How was he? Mm. Everyone talks about Tevez in training being unbelievable. Well, obviously Mascherano went on to achieve unbelievable things for West Ham. What was he like in training?
He was a phenomenal trainer. Obviously, we know he didn't play too many games for West Ham, but in training every day, similar to me and Nobes, I think, as in we trained how we played. You got players who can turn it on and off and not train and concentrate on a Saturday, but Javier was every day in training. And he could have not been. Do you know what I mean? He wasn't in the team. It was a bit different for him. He wasn't getting much game time. So it was quite easy, could have been quite easy for him to, you know, not bother in training. But every day he was on it in training. And you could see, obviously, he was going to be a tremendous player. And like I said, we didn't see him too much for West Ham, but he trained hard every day.
I remember hearing a story about Javier coming into training. I think Jimmy Walker told me this. And this is in an era pre-sat-navs.
Yeah.
And Javier Mascherano got lost on his way into training in Chadwell Heath and had to pull over. Obviously, doesn't speak a word of the Queens. It feels like a story from a bygone era.
But me and Danny Gavardon got lost the first time. I swear to God, we signed on the, say it was a Thursday for West Ham with Alan Pardew at the Marriott in Waltham Abbey on the M25 there. And they left and everyone had left from West Ham that we were talking to, and we sat in the hotel and we've got to be at Chadwell Heath the next day. And we actually sat down together and went, we don't know where we're going. So I could imagine Javier would have been a lot harder, but he was a great, like I said, didn't play as much as what we'd like him over at West Ham, but he was a phenomenal, phenomenal footballer.
Next question comes from Cal Turner. It's a Christmas one. What's your ideal Christmas dinner consist of? I guess in you probably even in your playing days, you couldn't be like piling in the Christmas dinner if you're playing on Boxing Day. But what?
Just standard Christmas dinner, I suppose.
Yeah.
Turkey, yeah. I do find turkey very dry, though. It's not my favourite meat in the world, but...
Cranberry sauce?
No. Mm. No. Sprouts. Not a big fan. Nah. No. You?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, I was going to say you strike me as a man who likes sprouts.
Yeah, sprout guy.
Yeah, sprout guy.
There's a Jamie Oliver recipe knocking about. I think
jazzes it up.
You've got to jazz it up with
bacon and all that stuff in it. Yeah,
there's a million.
Yeah, bog standard Christmas dinner.
Well,
a lot of gravy.
On that kind of similar note, Luke Johnson, 2003, wants to know what was Christmas like in Newport as a kid.
Just a great time. I remember my mum and dad going off the charts, as in what working to make Christmas a really special time for us. I'm one of six. I've got five brothers and sisters, so you can imagine the absolute carnage in our house. But yeah, a special time, just family being the same as everyone, I suppose. Family being together and enjoying each other's company.
Do you remember one Christmas present in particular?
I remember me and my brother hunting around the house looking for where mum had stashed the presents and stuff like that. I got a pool cue once that I was very, very happy with.
To wrap around someone's head in the local working men's club.
You're not striking. Like, I'm not that bad. I remember getting a Liverpool top as well for Christmas and was buzzing with it. And I ironed it on Boxing Day and burned a hole in the arm of it. And I was devastated. No. But kept wearing it with the hole in the arm, like under there, big burn mark from the iron. And... yeah, good times. Family being together.
Well, Christmases, I imagine, like we've touched on, were quite different when you were playing for West Ham. Phil F. Hill 1234 wants to know your best Christmas party with West Ham.
Oh,
I think you had so many famous West Ham Christmas parties in the era. Some of which were in the press, some of which weren't.
The fancy dress ones were always the best.
And who was leading that, Kev Nolan?
I think it was Kev, Kev used to take us to Dublin. We used to have a good fun in Dublin. I remember doing one when we had to dress as sports people. And I went as a lady tennis player. one of my favourites. I think that might have been Lucas Neal, but Kev was big on the Christmas party, and it sort of died out a little bit now. I don't know if the boys still do it, but everyone would be there as well. It wasn't like three of us, like you say, you're having a Christmas do and three boys are turning up. Every single person was on Kev's Christmas do's.
Oh, man.
Dublin.
Oh, great characters there as well.
Yeah, Christmas do, Dublin, all day Sunday. Impressive amount of fun had.
Did Sam, would Sam wouldn't go with you?
No. He was all up for that. Like, Sam was brilliant because he had let you do it and he got it as long as it wasn't any trouble or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? Or it got in the papers that there had been trouble. So that was good about Sam and Kev, though. Sam trusted Kev to make sure it was all good and sort of trusted the boys to go out and have a good time. But yeah, some eventful times in Dublin.
Yeah. Last question comes from Kieran Bennett 92. You've kind of answered this, but how did you cope with so many festive fixtures? But you look at this, the fixtures for West Ham have now 23rd, 28th, Christmas off basically these days today.
They just can't believe their luck. It's intense. And like I mentioned earlier on in the episode, it is a crucial time because you've got so many games in such a small period of time. It's intense. You're in, like I said, you're in training Christmas Day. You haven't really got time to be around your family, but you know, you're a footballer. You come in and sort of, you do get, normally, you know, New Year's Eve, you'd sort of be with your family, but the Christmas period is a strange time as a footballer because where everyone else is out celebrating, you are really focused on doing the job.
Yeah. And they're introducing this season a Christmas Eve fixture. And I know some fan supporters groups aren't necessarily up for that, but I think as a fan,
quite nice.
I'd rather it was Christmas Eve than Boxing Day.
Yeah, I think
if it's a lunchtime kickoff on a Christmas Eve, go to the game, have a beer.
Yeah. Set Christmas up nicely. 3 points.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Jobs are good. West Ham kick off their Christmas period on the 23rd of December at home against Manchester United. Lunchtime kickoff. And those games, even though Man United, I hate to say it, they're a bit of a faded force these days, but you know, it's still a game that West Ham fans love to win. That atmosphere is going to be crackling, and hopefully the boys can deliver a performance and see us through that Christmas period.
It's a great game. Playing Man, like you say, they're not the force they used to be, but what a way to start Christmas. 3 points against Man United at home would be incredible. And as I've mentioned, you know, that Christmas period can sort of, if you have a good start, you know, get points and do well in the games, it can set you up for the end of the season, you know, a strong second half of the season, if you like.
And then on the 28th, away to the Emirates.
Yeah, again.
To visit our former captain, Declan Rice. West Ham, you know, having done them in the League Cup 3-1 and having, you know, an amazing performance, we battered them, to be fair. I could say that.
Yeah, you can.
With my fan hat on. The boys will be looking forward to that one, won't they?
They will. Like you say, we've done really well against them in the League Cup, as you said, battered them. But yeah, hopefully we can, you know, start the Christmas period off well. Christmas Eve, 3 points against United, and then go to the Emirates. It's tough. You know, they are a good team. There's no doubt about it, and going to be up there or thereabouts, the top of the league all season. So we always do well. I remember going to the Emirates and getting 3 points a couple of times. So hopefully the boys can go there, you know, Christmas time and do the same job.
Oh, that's what's on my Christmas list. 6 points for the Hammers. Ginge, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're wearing that Christmas jumper.
I'm going to keep it on all day, I think.
Oh,
it's better
on Christmas
than my,
Day.
I want normal gear.
Instagram pictures,
no
you
problem.
By the tree, Christmas Day, that jumper, wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for listening. Merry Christmas to everyone who listens to Ironcast. We'll see you in the new year. Until then, come on, you Irons.
Podcast Network.